glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Once again, welcome to Moments of Inspiration. Today, we have with us a guest speaker, Larry Billingsley, will bring the lesson for us. We invite you to hear his message from the Word of God.
Nearer, my God, to Thee, nearer to Thee, even though it be a cross that raiseth me. Still all my song shall be, nearer, my God, to Thee, nearer, my God, to Thee, nearer to Thee. Though like the wanderer, the sun gone down, darkness be over me, my rest a stone. Yet in my dreams I'd be nearer, my God, to Thee, nearer, my God, to Thee, nearer to Thee. There let the way appear, steps unto sendest me in mercy give. Angels to beckon me nearer, my God, to Thee, nearer, my God, to Thee, nearer to sky, sun, moon, and stars forgot, upward I fly. Still all my song shall be nearer to Thee, to Thee, nearer, my God, to Thee, nearer to
today, we want to talk a little bit about prayer from Luke chapter 11, 1 through 13. In verse 1, he says, "One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, 'Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples.'" You see, those that spend time with Jesus no doubt knew the importance of prayer had on Jesus' life. We know his relationship with the Father was not short, even one iota. Luke has already touched on this several times. Luke chapter 3, 21, he says, "While he was being baptized," after the prayer, "the results were heaven was opened." In Luke chapter 6 and verse 12, Jesus spent the night praying to God. The results were, "The morning came, and he chose 12 to be his apostles." In Luke chapter 9 and 28, Jesus went up to the mountain to pray. The results there were Moses and Elijah appeared. The disciples requested, "Lord, teach us to pray." You see, Luke gives basic instruction as Jesus did in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6, 9 through 13. First, we want to look at three things this prayer points to in Luke 11, 2 through 4. He says, "He said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation." You see, prayer grows out of relationship. It shows that even the newborn Christian would have no fear of being rejected by God. And apart from a relationship, there would be no need or no purpose for prayer. In Romans chapter 8, 15 and 16, he talks about that our relationship should be crying, "Abba, Father," just as we would have a Father here on earth that loved us and cared for us, and we could go to Him. We're to go to the Father in heaven in the same way. You see, this shows us that we're coming to a Father who delights in supplying His children's needs. The name is not just a name, but then it defines His character. Psalms 9 and verse 10 says, "Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you." The one who carries His name has never forsaken those who seek Him. Means much more than knowing God is Jehovah. But we know His mind in a sense. We know what He's revealed to us, how His heart is good and His character is good. And therefore, we can gladly put all our trust, not part of our trust, but all of our trust in Him. In Galatians chapter 4, 6 and 7, He shows us that this relationship is something special. He says that we are no longer a slave, but a son. Oh, how special it is to be a son of God. You see, prayer is only certain in cases where one is praying, standing in a relationship of friendship with God. In Acts chapter 10, verses 1 and 2, he talks about Cornelius. At this time, Cornelius is not even a Christian yet, but yet he has a relationship with God. It says that he is devout, he is God-fearing, he is generous, and he prays to God always. He stands in a relationship of love and service to God Almighty, from real needs, not in false motives. Another thing, prayer is praise. He says, "Hallowed be thy name." We need to praise God, knowing that He is worthy of all the praise that we have to give, because He is a sovereign God, and He is sovereign in all things. He created the world, and He maintains it. And without this praise, it shows that we really have no genuine appreciation for our relationship we have been given. We should give God glory and honor before asking Him anything. Another thing Jesus shows us in this model prayer, He reflects on life. Three different time periods in life. One of those is He covers the present needs. He says, well, we're to pray daily for our bread. It shows us that we need to be absolutely 100% dependent on Him. Yes, we need to do that daily. We're to live our lives with our Lord today. Matthew 6, 25, it says, "Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear." Next, He says, covers the past sins. He says, "Forgive us our sins." You see, we are spiritually broken. We're just failing in our humanity. And because of that, we need to be confessing our sins to God. And when we do, God will give us the power to live a godly life. And then he talks about our future trials. He said, "Lead us not into temptation." God knows where each of us stands. You see, Satan knows what buttons he can push and push us in past our limits, but God knows as well. And if we will only ask God, like 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, God will be there and will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we can handle or bear. Yes, the prayer allows us opportunity to develop a closer relationship with the Father. It allows us to praise Him for what He deserves. And when doing so, we enter into a daily life that will have power to glorify God in all things.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.